Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, we're hoping you can. We're hoping you can, Tua. We say good morning to everybody here on a football Friday. Got a lot of stuff to get to. We'll jump into what took place yesterday. Joe Shad from the Palm Beach Post putting it out there about Cam Newton, who was a first overall pick and an MVP in this league, in case anybody forgot. And I'm sure even at the end of his career, wished he could have still been on a team and is out, but he's doing very well. He has picked right up on this social media stuff and making himself a lot of money. Hey, we've got all kinds of stuff. You'll heard a lot of it from Woody before we get back into the whole Dolphin thing and the Jets on Monday Night Football that we'll be talking about. But, man, I got to tell you, Panther fans, Alexander Barkov, and you can see the video, it's been everywhere, and I can't tell by video how bad, especially on the ice, but he injured his leg. First thing I always think about when I see it, in every sport, by the way, when I see a guy limp off the field in football, because you can have an ACL and you can limp off, and you can walk off, and I've seen it now more than once. Ronnie Brown was the most obvious one. I saw him having a great year, made a tackle on an interception, got up and limped off. But as he got closer to the sideline, limping off the field, I go, oh, he looks a little better. Looks like he'll be fine. Well, found out he had an ACL and was out for the season. And that's kind of stuck with me for years now when I see him. And we have seen a bunch of them. We've seen guys go over on the side. And so you hope it's not an ACL. I know there's a lot of reports out there that it is, and the team's concerned that it is. But on top of Kachuk being out the first couple of months of the season, boy, I'll tell you, losing one of the best players in hockey, I don't know where you rank him. All I know is he's been a big, big part of two championships and been, I hear people say, the best two-way player in hockey. But boy, it'd be a big loss to lose that guy and everything he brings to the table. So let's hope we get some good news there. What is it, first day back together, full practice for those guys as coach gave him an extra week off. And so anyway, we
the concerning thing obviously is the way that they carried him off, right? Those guys don't usually like to.
No, those guys are tough as nails. Yeah, if there's any way possible. You were asking me, I said, listen, man, I know they're tough when they get cut, when they have cuts and they get sliced up and they, you know, put the stitches in and they miss like one shift and they're back out there and you're going, these are tough dudes. But you can't be a tough guy in an ACL if that's the case. That's just impossible. It doesn't speed up the work. All those guys try to get back and it's just hard to imagine if it's an ACL. He's done for the year, man. I'm not trying to play Baptist Health Doctor this morning and not trying to fill in for our great doctors who cover the team over there, but it would
no
be.
No chance he gets the Aaron Rodgers guy?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't think he's from that school. By the way, that's just beginning because all of a sudden you're thinking, well, the Marlins, it's over. They're done. Last three games. Well, They got the Mets coming to town, and how cool would it be? It would just make my weekend. It would make part of my weekend if the Marlins could knock the Mets out. And the Reds are right there with them, one game behind. If the Marlins could somehow knock the Mets out. It's going to be packed, by the way. It's going to look like New York South at those three baseball games starting tonight.
And it's a little playoff game over there, right?
It is going to feel like all of a sudden the Marlins are going to treat this like the playoffs
awesome.
For them.
Yeah.
They're going to do everything they can. This isn't going to be try a new guy out tonight. This is going to be for three games, play your best players, and try to make a difference in this. But yeah,
boy, the Mets spend so much money, don't they?
Oh.
It's amazing.
Well, he cut back, but he still, you're right, Woody, it's hard to imagine. I don't know what the actual payrolls are. I know the Dodgers spend $1 zillion, but the Mets seem to be right there. Of course, the Yankees don't get shortchanged on money either. But, yeah, so the Reds are one game behind, and this is all for the third wild card. This is the last playoff spot. The Mets just have not had a great year, but they are expecting big crowds. And I'm guessing it's going to be for the Mets to have a celebration and either get help with the Reds losing a couple of games or for the Mets to take care of business. So, hey, it'll be kind of fun if you're going out there. You want to feel a little playoff atmosphere and see what happens there over this three-game series starting tonight as well. Florida State at Virginia. I mean, my God, man, even Canes fans are going, no, I'm not going out tonight. And if we do, honey, I'm going to be on my phone or we're going to find a TV to watch that Florida State-Virginia game. Of course, that will be the Florida State's first ACC game of the season. Canes up there at Tallahassee next week to take on Florida State. So, man, we've got a lot of cool stuff. And for me, selfishly, and I don't know how many of you, the Ryder Cup, Europe USA, 7:10 this morning, first match. I love this. There's a new love affair for a live player with the PGA players, Bryson DeChambeau and Justin Thomas, who's a fireball, will go against Johnny Rahm. How about that? And Terrell Hatton as well, a fun-loving Irishman. So they've got that alternate shot, which is not always everybody's favorite, and I'm dying to see. One guy sprays one, the next guy's trying to clean up the mess. So you're hoping both guys play well, and that will start it off. Scottie Scheffler will be running with the second group, teeing off this morning. So, man, I'm kind of excited. For a Friday, oh, my God, this is fantastic stuff that we have going on here. Hey, by the way, last night also, don't know, I did not watch it. I only watched the highlights this morning of Seattle getting a win over Arizona. By the way, that division's pretty good.
That game wasn't very good.
No, but that division's pretty good. I'm just saying, that division.
Damn, that was rough. That felt like one of those old Thursday games where, like, why are we doing this?
Yeah, it was all right.
Marvin Harrison, man.
Staying around. Yeah.
He's got hands of stone.
Ooh.
What happened with that, man? He was supposed to be, like, the next
great
thing. I don't
know. Some guys really liked him. Some knew about his quirky little personality.
You talking about when he got in that big fight with, was it like Fanatics or Tops or
yeah.
something? He's suing everyone like before this.
Yeah, and you're like, what are you doing, man? I mean, I appreciate when you look in the mirror what you see, and you want guys to have confidence that he has. But
those are usually, like, to me, big red flags, right? When the guy's like, I can't just sign his autograph deal or whatever,
yeah.
What, a jersey deal. I don't remember what it was.
He was going to go a separate way or something.
It's like, just why don't you just focus on playing football? You're gonna make a lot of money.
Well, he just needs to play like a, by the way, that's gonna be one of the themes today, play like a high number one pick. That kind of goes back to I want to get into this Tua stuff. I do, and I've been
that's
pretty...
the only thing that can screw up a Friday, by the way, listening to that guy speak, man.
no look
at Lord,
he was asked about it. And he's aware of it, and I don't believe that. I'm sure if he didn't know and made him aware of what he was walking into. Listen, the stuff Cam Newton has said, I've said a lot of the same stuff too. And I look at it, I'm glad he spoke. He was very honest about his play. I don't know if you had a chance to, Woody, I got in a little late. He was pretty critical of himself, which you should be. He should be. I mean, too many turnovers, not playing well at the end. It's the same thing that everybody has said, whether they've never played at his level of football or never played high school, college, or professional football that just like it, that are doing this. I think everybody that follows football understands that you can't have four picks and five turnovers in three games and two bad fourth quarter picks in tight ball games. They're going to talk about you. Now, you're not the only problem on the team. We need to play better with run defense, the pass rush. Once we get the run defense, pass rush, we have zero takeaways, which, by the way, the Jets have the same thing. By the way, when I'm talking about the Dolphins, you're also talking about the Jets at the same time because they've got their own problems, and we'll get into all that stuff this morning as well. But, so I appreciate him taking ownership of the team, feeds off me. I do need to play better. There's a lot of reasons out there. I'm sure we're not all completely accurate, but I think we're all in the ballgame on some of these things. And then I think he came out and was talking, Woody, you might have played, about his injuries, and they have started to affect him. And I was like, oh, boy. And the other thing's been taking place. A lot of the national guys are talking to somebody in that building. There is no question. I'm going to stay out of this on that part. But there are national guys that are coming back with the same thing about the game plans put together by Mike McDaniel have been partially to protect Tua. As in, get rid of the ball quickly. Let's keep him from getting hit a lot. And staying super positive that this game plan, and we've had some chances to go deep and he hasn't looked that way or whatever. Hey, listen, man, there's one way. If you don't like all this conversation, if you don't like it, your offensive line's not changing, your weapons, your running back. And by the way, Cam Newton's right on the money. There's a lot of people who'd love to have your running back and your two wide receivers. A lot of people would love to have those three guys. That is a friggin' track meet that a lot of guys would love to have. You got a running back that's turned into one of the best running and pass catching running backs in the game, and he's off to another, on his way to another 1,800 yards most likely this year. So nobody wants to hear about it. Just go out and play better. And the other part of this I wanted to say, listen, man, you're a high first round pick. I say it all the time. And you're given a big second contract. You're given, as a high first-round pick, a big signing bonus. Those two things have set you up for life. But the problem that comes with it, you don't just get the money, and if you don't play well, you're going to hear about it. That is 100% accurate. Yes, part of the franchise quarterback thing and part of being a high first-round pick are higher expectations on how you're going to play. That's just a fact. The money is part of it. It is. Wasn't just whether you like the way Cam Newton said it. It is a fact. It is a fact. Tom Brady coming in as a six-round pick. We'll see what we get. Wow, this has turned out great. Expectations, the higher your pick, man. This draft thing is big business. They don't give you big signing bonuses after you sign your contract if they don't think you have a chance to be a really good player. You start drafting quarterbacks in the top 10 picks, it used to cost GMs their jobs when they missed on them. Now it's a little more lenient. Sometimes you get a second chance now. But I just wanted to make it clear, this is all part of the deal, whether it's coming from Cam Newton, our local writers, radio guys. And you're right, we've never and could never play that position, none of us, except Cam Newton. He did play it. And he actually played it better than you do. But
he just needs to – these answers are just not thoughtful. Like, and here's the thing. He gave a lot of good – I don't think he thinks anything. But he did give a lot of great answers yesterday. The problem was, Joe, when you went on Twitter yesterday, the number one trending topic in America was Cam Newton. Because Tua took this swipe, and it's like, you know, people are going to take it out of context a little bit, and then they start going on, hey, you know, Cam was an MVP. Cam went to the Super Bowl. Cam is 1,000 times the player you'll ever be.
Right.
And it turns into that stuff.
It does.
It's just like, Tua just seems to live in his own world where he gives these thoughtless answers, And you said he was prepared. Like, they tell him about this stuff. It just sounds like he's just in another world.
Can I tell you what? I have another theory here, knowing all the characters that we're talking about, maybe and probably better than most people, if you think that's fair. I think Ann, I'm giving you stuff that the national guys won't give you. I think Ann in communications makes it a point to explain to every one of them, the GM, the head coach, and the quarterback, what's coming. I do. She's very knowledgeable about it. She's been around it. And I think they get up there and just kind of get away from the game plan.
I don't know what they do.
I don't think she tells them what to say because, you know, Tua's not a rookie anymore. Mike's been around for a while now, and Chris has been around a long time. He's seen it all.
We just have to do better than the, oh, you guys can't play off the street. Like, I'd like to see you do what I do. Like, we got to do better than that, man.
He's right, though.
The guy's making $250 million.
He is. He's right about one thing.
What, that you and I can't play? Yeah,
that's correct.
Thank you, Tua.
But we would have never known that, right?
No. He needed to point that out. Joe, he's becoming very unlikable with these press conferences. They're not doing him any favors, man. And you can tell that these national guys, remember, there used to be a big Tua love affair, right? Everyone seemed to like him. These guys are turning on him in a big-time way, press conferences are not helping him.
He's got one thing he can do besides the 6 days a week that we talk about the stuff off the field and what he says. He needs to just play better. At the end of the day, a lot of this noise will go away, but you got to play a hell of a lot better than you're playing right now. Whatever the reason, and I've had people try to leak me reasons, just play better. You're not the first guy that did. I'm sorry you don't have a combination of the Buffalo Bills and Detroit Lions offensive line. I'm sorry that you've had these injuries and concussions and hip stuff. And, hey, man, you hit the jackpot. Like, you're set. Now you just have to play better. But if you think you're going to continue to be the starting quarterback and the noise is going to go away, and if you're not aware – that the quarterback position is the most important position we have in professional sports, minus maybe an NHL goalie. You need a wake-up call on that one, brother. You need a wake-up call. We got to go to break here, man. Got a lot more stuff to get to this morning. I do, starting early in the morning, want to talk about Dr. Barry and his staff. And if you've been all night, have been up all night and really struggling, going through some struggles in your life, man, I was there. Oof, boy, I was there, along with everything else that's been dysfunctional in the Joe Rose world, which is pretty good right now. Got to tell you, it's starting to look like a pretty good ending here. But I will tell you, Dr. Barry and his staff at Recovery Unplugged can really help you, whether it's through professional or it's through personal stuff with your family or anything else. We're talking about getting you back on the road and getting you going, especially if it has to do with your mental health and people around you are going, hey, man, you need to get some help. Recovery Unplugged Behavioral Health has a beautiful mental health residential program in Fort Lauderdale. For 12 years, they've helped over 20,000 people heal with expert clinical team, innovative treatments like ketamine therapy for depression, anxiety, and trauma. If you or someone you love needs a winning strategy and a little help, call 954-737-4508 or visit recoveryunplugged.com. Everyone deserves a great season in life. Let's make this one for you the same. Recovery Unplugged, heal out loud.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
How I've played?
I haven't played anywhere near the standard that I've played in years past, and knowing the standard that I can play to. And it starts with me, you know, with the offense, getting our guys going, and then the defense being able to feed off of that as well, right? So, yeah, I wouldn't say I've been playing my best football yet. I think as I look back at Alabama, and then as I was getting ready to come to the NFL, I think one of the biggest changes and differences that I felt would have been some of the surgeries that I've had, that I can kind of feel some of the residuals within my ankles. I was running a little different when I was at Alabama, and, you know, it's just not the same. And that, you know, I think that's normal given the surgeries and everything that comes with the sport, right?
All right. That was the, I think that's kind of, hey, man, I mean, I think people appreciate him saying it. At the end of the day, though, we get through all this, you just got to play better. I got to tell you, I've said this before. I mean, the Jets on Monday night is a great time for you to flip the page here. It really is. The Jets have got all kinds of problems. What we have, they have. Hell, they're talking about firing Aaron Glenn up there. There are people upset with him. He did a dance on the side after they scored. I guess they forgot that Baker Mayfield was going to march down. It wouldn't have mattered. And people upset with that. And the team looks like the same as it did before Aaron Glenn. And they made all the changes in their organization. The team plays. He's talking about missed tackles. And part of the team wants to play zone. And the other wants to play man-to-man. And they've got injuries too, like everybody else. Nobody wants to hear about them and who's going to end up playing and who's not. But at the end of the day, we can sit here and go through this and what he said and critique everything that he says. And I mean, he came clean. Some of the things he said in the past, you know, talking about watching other guys, you know, I'm going to be watching to see how many guys are coming in and watch extra tape on their day off. And I'm like, you worry about you. You need to worry about the tape. The quarterback needs to worry about the tape. Those other guys will do it. We had guys that love tape. There's been guys that have been legendary watching tape guys. Zach Thomas jumps to the front of the line, you know, as a guy that if one guy watched more tape than a quarterback, it was Zach Thomas. They had to kick him out of there. The janitor had to fight him one night to get him out of a room. So I made that up, but it sounded good, didn't it? See that janitor going in, hey, you gone? I got to clean this room one night, okay? Can you leave? But, yeah, this stuff. And then, you know, here's what you started now, though. So you go the Cam Newton thing, and he's doing his thing and all that stuff. And listen, a lot of guys don't like Cam Newton. Let's not make it like Cam Newton's the most popular guy to ever play that position. But you can't take it away from Cam Newton, who was the first overall pick. So he's been in that shoe, if not above it, as a highest first-round pick in a draft. And he went on to do something we haven't done since I played. Go to a Super Bowl. And he won an MVP. And he won that MVP now. Don't think that was like, well, it was close. There was nobody close. From touchdown passes and the way he ran the football. Now, the problem is the way he ran the football as a third running back and sometimes looked like a fullback inside the 5-yard line. But, you know, he's a big dude, man. He was running guys over and put up monster numbers. So, you know, you start that with him, and he's super popular now on social media. He's got a full-time gig with ESPN with Stephen A. And those guys, and listen, Ryan Clark was right there with them. Ryan Clark has been going after Tua. Like, they're doing everything they can. They're giving him great weapons. They keep trying to work on the O-line. I don't know if it's working or not, like everybody hoped, or not yet. But nothing's going to be perfect. You can't just, you know, spend a lot of money on the offensive side of the ball. You spend a lot of money on three guys already. And you just got to play better instead of talking about this. But the money thing, folks, in today's world of sports, especially quarterbacks, we talk about what they make and what they're going to make. I hear them talking about the latest one is what Daniel Jones is going to make now. Saw that. Well, Daniel Jones getting ready for a big bump. Could be $30 million a year.
I mean, I never get mad at the guy because it's not like he forced them to give him the money, right? I mean, the Dolphins willingly gave him the money, so it's their problem.
Oh, no, no, no. They, hey,
it's
listen.
Their fault.
If you got a problem with it, don't be mad at Tua. He did what we would all do. Fault.
But today is going to be a response day. All these guys that we've been talking about them for the last few days, they got their soundbite, right? They got to, to respond, and now they get to have, you know, their Friday to fire back at him.
Well, what is there really to fire back at? I'm going to say this.
But you know they're going to do
it. No, but you're going to hear this out. So the guy said, I'm not playing well. And all the things we've been saying, if you play better, it'll pick the whole team up. I totally agree. Hey, man, I've been on a team that was – I saw the killer bees at the end. The end, when they were, A.J. Dewey was getting surgeries on his two shoulders, his two knees. Bob Baumhauer needed surgeries. Bo had his shoulders redone. They were, at that point, the defense wasn't very good. The defense that played against the 49ers in the Super Bowl was driven by one of the greatest offenses of all time. And Danny knew that we needed to outscore everybody, right? I think we scored 45 points in AFC championship game. I might be wrong. It's a long time ago. But it was like, hey, guys, here we go. We got to outscore everybody. We're going to get stops. They're going to get some stops. They will. But we need to be special. We need to get back into the track meet here. And it started. And it kind of lifted everything because a 7-point would be a 14-point lead, and then the other team had to change their offense and maybe not comfortable because we had their ass playing catch-up, and they knew they couldn't stop him. And it led us right into a Super Bowl against the 49ers where we lost out in the Bay Area in the last one that we played in. So all those things he said, he gets. I mean, it's not like he's got the mirror at home.
I'm with you. The whole press conference, you take it as a whole, was he did a nice job. But you know they're not going to do that today. They're going to play that clip, and they're going to tee up Ryan Clark or Cam Newton, whoever the hell is on today, and they're going to say, this is what he said to respond to you guys. And then they're going to say the same thing about how this guy needs to be a little more self-aware when he's speaking to the media.
Yeah.
Guy speaks for 10 minutes a week. He doesn't do anything else. Yeah. I think that's kind of a problem, right? I think that he could have done a better job of kind of being a part of the community.
All right.
Right.
So I'm just saying this. We're going in the weekend and college football is going to take over. And then Sunday's going to be the games. And then Monday night's going to be his night. And he just needs to play a lot better and close out the Jets. And I can't say it enough. If there's a team to get healthy on right now, it's the Jets.
Yeah, but physically, Joe, I don't know that he can get healthy.
No.
You're talking about a win gets the team feeling better.
He needs to still play. We're going to be watching everything he does.
You've been on to this for a little bit here with these throws that he's been making, these deep throws that just don't seem.
Mike came out and said he still throws the ball well, which – Mike, I don't know what you're watching, and unless he's got time in that, you know.
You hit it on the head, though, man. I think you're on to something with this.
I'm not.
You're two for two, by the way, on your big theories. You had the Aaron Rodgers thing with the no wife.
Thanks, Woody.
And this one, you are really on to something because something is not right. And he came out yesterday, and a texter said, I don't appreciate Tua saying that stuff about his injuries now. Would have been nice if we heard stuff like that before his contract. When he said the market is the market, but that's not on him.
He said
that's the Dolphins. It's the Dolphins' job to decide who to pay, right?
At some point, there will be accountability for that stuff.
Yeah, and it's not going to happen. It's not going to fall on Tua, I can promise you that.
No, they're not going to go, Tua, why'd you take the friggin' money? Why you would you do that?
Yeah. Yeah. Did you hide those surgeries and all that?
Yeah.
No, they did them.
No.
They know what's going on.
Everybody in the league was watching when all those guys were working out, and who's the guy he did the side workout with, and the guy was going on TV. He's now a college coach. He was a high school coach. He played in the NFL. He played for the Baltimore Ravens. Trent Dilfer.
Oh, yeah.
Trent Dilfer worked him out. He picked me to work him out. And let me tell you something. He is going to be different level. Remember, we got the workouts. We got to see him throwing it deep and throwing it and sliding around. And he's going to be back. And this is not a serious injury. And, that was like yesterday. Hey, we got to go to break here. We've got a lot more stuff to get to. Xavien Howard, you started it, man. The old panic mode pressure. The panic mode pressure has not left after three games, and now we get set for the Jets. And it looks like, by the way, Justin Fields could be making a return. He was at practice. He still got to get cleared by the doctors, the neurologist, of course, for the concussion. Anyway, we'll have more on that coming up here in just a moment.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Like, we got to do something about it, and we got to be able to show what we've been talking about throughout training camp, throughout OTAs, because all of that is not translating to stacking wins for us. So I think that's what the gist of this game is. Like, let's go out there, show the kind of football we can play, stack a win in a win column, then we can move from there.
All right, welcome back. A lot of Tua Tagovailoa. I'm sure a lot of it will start to pop up yesterday afternoon. And listen, this goes back because of the position that it is. It's quarterback, and it is the most important position in sports, except maybe a goalie in hockey. So anyway, speaking of that, man, speaking of hockey, damn, I hope Alexander Barkov got some good news. I know they probably know by now. Matter of fact, if it is an ACL, they know real quickly. We just saw Nick Boza have one and saw him come off. And you see the signal he gave mom and dad up in the stands. I know mom for sure. I'm not sure if John was there, his father or not. But I know he saw his mom and he gave her the this is bad signal. And sure enough, 2 days later, it was ACL. So hopefully Alexander Barkov gets the bad sprain knee or something out of this and is not gone. Because if it's ACL, he's probably done for the season as one of the best players in hockey as they're going for this three-peat. They've already got Matthew Tkachuk out for a couple of months. But I got news for you, man. They're still going to win games. And don't get me wrong, you can't lose guys like that who a lot of people think those two guys are two of the top 10 players in hockey. And obviously when you keep winning championships, you can't just say they're a whole bunch of just really good players. You got stars and they've got them. And those are two of the best. So hopefully, hopefully, and we're going to know today. Today's the day, man. Today's the day that we find out. He knows right now. And so we'll see what comes out today. We got a lot of cool stuff going on here. By the way, we're giving away that another four-pack today for the Marlins.
Yeah, we can.
Hell,
do
all
that.
Of a sudden, we'll all of a sudden, Woody, this thing got a heck of a lot more fun.
I know. So who would have thought, right?
The Mets games would be the Mets, who, by the way, God bless them, lose every game you can. You went out, you got an owner to come in and spend money. I mean, he was spending money like a rock star on cocaine. He really was. He was getting after it.
Wow.
And that's a max. That's old school.
Yeah.
Rock stars, you know, hitting it hard.
He surprised me with that.
24/7. And so anyway, all of a sudden, the Reds are one game behind the Mets. I think Arizona's only a couple games back, but it's a little bit more of a long shot. So the Marlins are in a situation. It is going to be – it's going to look like the game's up in New York. It is. It's going to look like a Mets home game. That's okay. The Marlins will accept. We'll accept you for all three games.
Well, we're ready to roll here with this giveaway whenever you want. We do I think we got to make sure that it doesn't go to a Mets fan somehow, though.
Now, how are you going to do that? I always love when you say that.
Well, you can instantly tell. I mean, if it's a
you can tell.
Or not, but
so now you're a scum. So you know scumbags now. Is that what you're saying?
I can tell them.
Half of
fan.
This place is some people have lived in New York at one point in their life, and if they did, so
I know. Not a
or
fan
their
of
families
any.
Out there.
No, but we do like Marlins trivia. Maybe we'll ask them a Marlins.
Where's your
question.
Dad from?
Long Island. Is that you're part of New York?
Yeah, you're. Oh, you know okay. What? You're a real jack job.
I didn't really know that was part of New York.
You're
I'm
a
sorry.
Real jack job. You are. Everybody somewhere along the line.
Did you know that, or did you just?
I tell no, you, he never told me. Fraud. Anyway,
that's okay.
Hey, we've been doing it late. We'll do it. What do you say we do it in the 8 o'clock hour or something this morning?
Born and raised there, yeah.
But anyway, the old Met. I got you on that one. But yeah. The Mets, man, need to finish it out. And got to get some wins here. Not going to happen. The Marlins are, I'm sure, Skip got on that plane on their way home and said, hey, guys, we're treating this three-game series like it's our playoffs. And we're going to do everything we can try to win this thing.
This is true. So it's the only thing that unites South Florida sports fans is our hatred for New York teams.
I,
you know, the sad thing, though, and honestly, there's a lot of those rivalries have lost their luster.
There's a lot of guys that I know that still wear Yankee caps. You see them, I'm going, yeah,
wow,
I grew up there when I was
Earth,
a kid. No, but
those rivalries just don't hit the same way that they used to, right? Like Heat Knicks is dead for the most part, right? It got a little revival in the. Was it the Stoudemire Mello when he punched the fire extinguisher thing?
No, but we can't seem to be good. The rivalries start to die because the teams can't be good at the same time anymore like they used to when Patrick was playing against Alonzo.
Yeah, like I don't see people getting all amped up for Dolphins Jets on Monday Night Football.
No, that thing we and you know what? Bob Wischusen and I talk about that. And Bob says we just can't seem to be good at the same time. And then of course when I was playing, they had really good teams, and we played three times one year, including one of them to go to a championship game. Yeah, so through the years, it just hasn't happened a lot. Either one team's been good or the other's been good, or let's be honest, most of the time we've both been bad or very below average or average. I told you what they did to me my rookie year, the Jets. We were 8-8 my rookie year. And then we started after that, we took off and started. We went through a nice run. But my rookie year, we were 8-8 in 1980. And the Jets, I believe, were 4-12. And guess what? They beat us twice. They were 4-12. It was like, hey, we're not going to the playoffs. We have a higher pick than you do in the first round. And so we know we're not going either, but we're at least going to get something out of this. A much higher pick than you are, and you guys are going to be picking in the worst place, Woody, as you always say. 8-8 or now 8-9 or 9-8 is the worst place to be just outside the playoffs.
Yeah, but Dolphins-Jets growing up was like the best. I mean, that was – Heat-Knicks was the best.
Yeah.
I don't even know what's our best rivalry in this town.
Oh, it's
Canes FSU. I mean, like
the best thing.
What's
we
our
have?
Best pro rivalry?
Canes FSU.
Panthers Lightning
that we get every year. It's Canes FSU, and then it's
Are we going Panthers Lightning?
Yeah, Panthers Lightning got to be up there
because
yeah.
It was. Remember, it was Heat Celtics was great.
Yeah,
for a while there, but.
All right, we got to go to break here. We've got 7 o'clock hour coming up here. EJ Manuel's going to join us from ACC Network Analyst. We'll talk to him. A little college football coming up. So, matter of fact, you know what? We're just going to take a break. We'll be right back after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers, the celebrity guests? Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.